Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
Eventually, I started writing blogs for the internet, and then blogs became films, and films became LinkedIn. And 2 years later, here I am. So that's a potted history.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Today's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie, brought to you by The Independent Planner. Go to independent-planner.com and by Best Heating and Cooling of Sio, Oregon. Call Best Heating and Cooling today at 1-800-278-2378. Hello, everybody. Russ here with another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Hey, I am so excited. The guest that I have on today, it is David Riley, and he is from Scotland. And just incredible things going on in his life. He's had quite a transformation and is still hoping and moving in a positive direction and connecting with people like crazy. He's such a wonderful human being. And so I'm so excited to have him on today. David, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's nice to be here.
Well, it is so great to have you. I mean, we've only been able to talk a couple times. I already consider you a great friend, and you're such a wonderful guy, and it's just fun to talk. And so we're going to do some more of that. But first, I just want to remind everybody that my name is Russ Hedge. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I'm an inspiration specialist. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to help you to what? To new heights in life and in your business and in all you're doing. If you're having challenges with your marketing, with your reach, with your connection with people in your business, I am the man to talk to. You can go to RussHedge.com and I would be glad to help you out. That's the best way to connect with me is RussHedge.com. And you can even schedule time to chat with me and you can get on Zoom just like David and I are today. And I would love to talk with you and get to know you and learn all about what you're doing. So I also want to remind you that I am the author of, right there, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. It's an encouraging book that helps you live the life you choose. And so if you need just some encouragement, go to Amazon or any online booksellers and you can pick that up today. Also, like I said, if you need coaching or if you need motivational speaking for your staff or your team, I would love to come and speak to them, lift them up, encourage them, and help you with your business. So again, RussHedge.com is a way to get in touch with me. But now we're going to focus on David. And David, I want you to just tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got to where you are today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, as you can see, you know, I have cerebral palsy, and you know, I had a difficult education, and I left school when I was 16 with absolutely no qualifications, and then, you know, I needed a lot of remedial teaching to learn to read and write, and then I worked really hard at my reading and writing, and then after 4 years, I got into university, and I did a degree in biotechnology at Dundee University in Scotland, and then I did my postgraduate qualification, MSc, in molecular biology, and I was in the University of Manchester in England. And then I came back to Scotland because you know, this is my home, and I came back here in 1997, and you know, over the years I've had some issues in getting into employment, you know, and unfortunately I've never worked in the kind of my field of science, so I started writing in journalism. I started writing about my story, about my about my late start, and I might have difficulty finding to get work, and my writing just went from there, and then eventually I started writing blogs for the internet, and then blogs became films, and films became LinkedIn, and 2 years later, here I am. So that's a potted history of my background.
You know, that is so incredible. What you've accomplished, incredible. Molecular biology, oh my goodness, that is not even in my realm of thinking. That is amazing. And how you have transformed yourself and adapted and adjusted with what has come your way and been able to move into, I like the writing and then moving into the blogging and the video. And I know you told me you love taking videos of the area around you. And I've seen some pictures of Scotland with the castles and all of that. And there's so much beauty there. And I know you love to capture that.
Yeah, that's right. It started a couple of years ago because I did a big cycle run called the Caledonian Way. It was a week long cycle, and somebody else did the filming. You know, but they made a really beautiful film, and then after that, I must thought, I would like to, I'd like to be able to do that. I'd like to try my hand at that. So I started making little films of myself, going walking or cycling, and then I realized, there's so many beauty spots right here in Scotland. We've got endless amounts of castles and ruins and, historical space all over the place. So yeah, I started making film about that, and I just found that I really loved doing it, and that's why I kept on doing it. I just enjoy it.
Well, it's amazing that you're doing what you love and what you're passionate about. And what I love is how you've connected. This podcast is all about how amazing people connect. And you have been an incredible connector. I mean, I have watched you on shows like our friend Brian Schulman and some other people where you've connected with them and then been able to reach out and connect with other people, something that I do all the time as well. And it's been so great to get in touch with you. Tell me a little bit about that connection journey and how you started on LinkedIn and really it took off for you.
I was working with somebody and they said, had I thought about LinkedIn and I think I had an account, but I never posted anything on it. And then it was maybe about 2 years ago now, I posted my first video on LinkedIn. And it was kind of like a real enlightenment because suddenly I thought, I've got a story and people want to hear it. And people want to hear about you and they want to hear your story. And and since then, the connections that I made with people all over the world has been phenomenal. And it does nothing but enrich each other's lives. So it enriches my life. And you mentioned Brian Schulman. I connected with Brian around that time. And, he's been a terrific mentor and support to me. And I've just learned to network and connect with people. And again, I just really love doing it. I just love meeting people and talking to them, learning about their life. And so, I made some terrific connections and I hope to go on doing so, in the future.
Oh my goodness, it is just incredible. You know, you obviously got in touch with the right people, because when you connect with the right people, they really help you, like you said, get your story out there. And you, people do want to hear your story. People care about people, and you have an incredible story, all that you've done. I can just picture you cycling around Scotland, getting those movies and the films. And what an exciting thing, especially, like I said, when you're so passionate about all that you're doing, it just comes out. You just glow with joy. And I appreciate you, David. So what is your next plan for, what is your next film plan? Do you have something in mind that you want to do?
Well, I have to wait until the lockdown is over, and you know, it's pretty difficult to know how things are going to unfold in 2021. But but if the but assuming the restrictions are lifted, I would like to do another, you know, big cycle run. Make a film about that, and you know, my big ambition is to travel, and I would love to, you know, see bits of the world and make films about different places. I make films about my travels, and I would love to come to America, and that's been high on my list.
We would love to have you. I would love to go to Scotland, because I would love to see those castles. And I think what would be awesome for you during the lockdown is you need to put together like a little short clip video with maybe a little bit of what you did before and maybe a couple shots, and kind of give people a vision of what your vision is for your filmmaking, because I think that would excite people and lead them to waiting for your exciting, when you get the chance to do it. I just think that's incredible. So, hey, listen, it is so awesome to talk with you, but actually our time on the podcast is wrapping up. It goes so fast, but I wanted to let people know, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get in touch with David?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, David Riley on LinkedIn. I think I'm connected with yourself, Russ, on LinkedIn. And also, I have a website called davidventures.co.uk. They can contact me there, and there should be an email address there. So, you know, I'd be delighted to hear from anybody.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I'll make sure and link to that in the show notes so people know how to get in touch with you. And you know, and I encourage all of you watching today. First of all, thank you. Thank you for taking your time to watch this conversation with David and I. You know, this is just about real people connecting. And David is one of those amazing people that you need to get to know better. And you need to reach out to David. If you have podcasts, if you have other things that help him get his story out there, reach out to David today. But most of all, just reach out to him to hear his heart, to learn about him, and just to befriend him, because, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about connecting and making friends and really, truly reaching out to people, especially during this time when everybody is so isolated. I think like never before, this is a great time to reach out and connect with people. So, David, do you have any last minute parting words before we go for the day?
Well, just at this COVID pandemic is a total drag, but you know, by supporting each other and, you know, better life, it'll pass, you know, and it's just a tiny period in our lives, and we've got a lot to look forward to in the future.
Yeah, thank you for those words. And yes, everybody, support each other, support David, reach out today. And thank you once again for joining us today for another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. If you haven't got a copy of my book, don't forget, it's available on Amazon. It's Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, and you really can live the life you choose today. So get out there, connect, have an awesome day. Until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka #RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.